At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Big Pun was in the game for long, but he did more with his career than most artists do over decades. He broke records, won awards, and inspired an entire wave of new rappers to hop in the booth. But he was tragically killed by a heart attack at just 28 years old. Behind the legendary music was a wild come up in the Bronx. And today, we're breaking down the crazy story of how Big Pun went from a homeless drug dealer to getting nominated for Grammy Awards. Let's get right into it. When Pun was a young kid, everything was cool. He lived with his sisters, brother, and parents all together in the South Bronx. Back in the early days, it was all good, but everything started falling apart after his parents split up. Pun's mom got hooked on drugs and ended up marrying a heroin addict. While his parents were together, she was a loving mom who took care of all the kids, but that all changed with the drugs and new husband. After his mom and stepdad got together, Pun spent the rest of his childhood being abused and neglected. At just 7 years old, he had to run all over the Bronx, taking care of household stuff like paying bills, and his stepdad would scream at him to wake up at 3 in the morning and make him do push-ups. Pun's sister saw the abuse he went through, but none of them could do anything to stop it. All the pain pushed him into the streets, and Pun jumped off the porch at a young age. He started pushing drugs and was able to get some money in his pockets, but it didn't take long for Pun to realize how real the streets could get. He ended up getting booked and spending the night in jail when he was around 14. Some dudes go in and out like it's nothing, but Pun realized that he never wanted to go back, so he got out of the drug game early. Most parents would love for their kids to stay out of the street, but Pun's mom actually kicked him out of the house after he stopped selling drugs and bringing money in. So at 15, Pun was homeless and had to couch surf at friends' places just to get a meal. Around the same time, Pun started dating a girl named Lisa. They met in junior high, started dating as teenagers, and ended up getting married. But Lisa's family almost ended their relationship before it had a chance to get serious. They sent her to live in Long Island for a year and a half, but then Pun ended up moving in with them because they knew he didn't have anywhere else to go. Eventually, Lisa came back to the Bronx, and Pun ended up homeless and couch surfing again. Some nights he had a place to stay, but Pun had to stash his clothes in an abandoned building and wash them at outdoor water pumps. When Pun hit 18 years old, he didn't know what he was going to do with his life. He dropped out of school, didn't have a job, and didn't want to go back to the streets. The situation wasn't looking good for him, but then he caught a huge break. Back when he was 4 or 5, Pun was playing in the local park. It's not clear exactly how everything happened, but he ended up falling off a building and breaking his leg, and apparently it was the city's fault. His mom filed a suit against New York back in the day, but it didn't get settled until he turned 18. Pun got a $500,000 payout from the city, and that's when his music career really started. Even though he dropped out of school early, Pun kept his own education up by reading books all the time. He had been writing rhymes for years too, but until he got his money up, he never took music seriously. Lisa and Pun used some of the payout cash to get an apartment together, and 2 months later they got married, even though their families weren't happy about the situation. $500,000 is a lot of money, but Pun knew it wouldn't last forever. So he linked up with some homies, started a rap crew called Full of Chips. Everyone knew Pun was on a different level before he even hopped in the booth. His writing skills were crazy off the jump, and all the reading he did had a huge impact on his raps. Back then, he was going by the name Big Moondog, but in 95, he linked up with Fat Joe and became Big Punisher. One day, Pun was chilling on the block outside of a shop when Fat Joe came by. Pun spit a verse for him right there on the street, and Joe was blown away. He was so impressed with his skills that he called up Pun the next day and put him on his album. It's easier now for unknown artists to pop off with social media, but back in the day, you usually had to grind it out for years before catching a buzz. Pun was different though. In 97, he dropped his debut single, I'm Not a Player, and hit number 57 on the Billboard Hot 100. Then he followed it up with a remix that went even crazier and hit number 24 on the chart. When Pun dropped his album, Capital Punishment, in 98, it changed the whole game. The record blew up, and Pun became the first Latino rapper to ever go platinum. He had party hits like Still Not a Player, but also showed off his wild rapping ability on tracks like Twins with Fat Joe and Super Lyrical with Black Thought from The Roots. A lot of people didn't even want to hop on a track with Black Thought because he was known for murdering rappers on their own tracks. But Pun proved he could keep up with anyone and spit wild complicated verses like, my murderous rap verbal attack is actual fact. Tactical tracks match perfectly with graphical stats. Half of you lack the magical dap of tragical rap that tackles your back and shackles and laughs at you. And on the track Twins with Fat Joe, Pun laid down one of the most famous technical rhymes in rap with, dead in the middle of Little Italy. Little did we know that we riddled two middlemen who didn't do diddly. Pun was popping off, inspiring a whole wave of Latino rappers to hop in the booth. But behind the scenes, everything wasn't as good as it seemed. When he was a teenager, Pun was an athlete who played all kinds of sports. Even after dropping out of school, he still would play basketball at the parks. But that started to change after Punk got the payout from the city. He went from walking everywhere and having no money for food to driving all over the city and eating whatever he wanted. Between 18 and 21, he went from weighing around 180 to over 300. His weight kept going up. Nobody could make him stop eating. Everyone around him was worried about his health. And at one point, it got so bad, Fat Joe said,
"He ain't want people looking at him. You know, sometimes when we fat people, we don't even want to eat in front of n****s. Because you already know n****s. Like, look at this fat eating that chicken right now."
Lisa and Punk's sister said he had a lot of anger and depression over his rough childhood, and he coped with the pain through food. In 99, he finally agreed to go to a weight loss program in North Carolina. He dropped 80 pounds and was on the right track, but then he left the program before it was over and ended up gaining even more weight than before. Pun was killing himself with food, but he was also taking his issues out on his family. Everyone says Pun loved Lisa like crazy, but she was also abused during their entire relationship. Lisa says he would beat her, wouldn't let her go to school, and sometimes got so mad that she thought he would kill her. Pun always had guns all around him. One day, he was chilling with Lisa, his sister, and a lot of other family members, and he put a pistol on the couch where a bunch of kids were running around playing. Pun's brother-in-law stashed it somewhere away from the kids, and Pun went crazy when he couldn't find the strap. Lisa found out where it was and gave it back to Pun, but he was so angry over the situation that he brutally pistol-whipped her in the face. Lisa ran upstairs to get away from him, because at that point, Pun was too fat to even walk up a flight of stairs. The whole thing was caught on tape, and it proves how horrible the situation was behind the scenes. Pun's health was getting worse and worse, and he knew that something had to change. In February 2000, he had to pull out of performing on Saturday Night Live with Fat Joe and Jennifer Lopez. And the next day, he told his sister he would get the weight loss surgery she had been talking to him about, but it was already too late for Pun. The next day, he had a heart attack and was rushed to the hospital. By that point, he was too big to even fit on a stretcher, so the paramedics had to roll him out of his hotel on a luggage cart. They tried to revive him, but Pun tragically passed away at just 28 years old. When he died, he weighed almost 700 pounds, and a medical examiner said his heart was 3 times the size of a normal person. His body just couldn't handle all the weight he was carrying, and he didn't get the help he needed before it was too late. Pun only released one album while he was alive, but his impact on the rap game was huge. He paved the way for other Latino artists in the industry, and over 20 years later, rappers are still influenced by his rhyme patterns and writing skills. In 2014, Lisa sued Fat Joe over money that Pun's music made after he died. According to her, she hadn't seen a dime since 2005. The case was settled out of court, but Lisa accused Joe of holding out on over $2 million in royalty. Last year, Fat Joe went on Drink Champs and gave his side of the story. According to him,
"You saying Fat Joe's jerking you, take everything.
To the family.
No, to the family. Take everything. Not a problem. You know, everybody got whatever they want. You know, get everything. Fat Joe doesn't own a dollar, no tax. I don't have nothing to do with Big Pun. That's what y'all wanted."
It's not clear how everything really went on behind the scenes, but it's unfortunate how the situation turned out between Joe and Pun's family. Pun's friends and family might have beef right now, but in the Bronx, it's still all love for him. Last March, the city gave him his flowers and named the street Big Pun Plaza in his honor. For a dude who was only in the game for a few years, it's wild how much his name has been kept alive over 20 years later. Pun was a complicated dude who had a lot of issues, but that doesn't take away from what he was able to achieve. If he had gotten the help he needed earlier in his life, he'd probably still be at the top of the industry. But unfortunately, that's not how it worked out, and the rap game lost one of its most talented artists at just 28 years old. Rest in peace to Big Pun.